Blog Talk Radio.
Where do you go when you want information about angels and ghosts? The world of the unexplained and paranormal are just a few things that you will learn about when you visit www.angelsghosts.com. View the world of ghosts and angels by examining the evidence for yourself. For your own personal angel study or ghost hunt, they have included links to the ghost webcams, ghost hunting tours, paranormal clubs, ghost hunters, and paranormal investigators. Enjoy your research of the spirit world and the afterlife, filled with literally thousands of photos, stories, videos, EVPs, and more. You know you can trust angels and ghosts with author L.C. Duplat. Whether you are looking for research material or are just curious about the spirit world, visit www.angelsghosts.com. Don't forget to visit the forum at www.angelsghostsforum.com and meet many other paranormal investigators. Conduct your own research and experiments, or just have fun talking with others who do. www.angelsghostsforum.com, the forum for all paranormal people. Angels and ghosts, there is more than just a graveyard awaiting for us when we die. Behind the Veil, exploring the paranormal and unexplained, and reporting it to our listeners, it's the Paranormal News Network with your host, D. Eldon Bailey, independent ghost hunter and paranormal investigator. We're taking your calls at area code 646-652-4604. And now, Paranormal News. Welcome back once again to another segment of the Paranormal News Network. I'm your host, D. Eldon Bailey. Today's guest today is L.C. Duplat of the Angels and Ghosts website. The Angels and Ghosts website was created for the sole purpose of making people aware of the presence of spirit. As human beings, it seems we have lost our part of our identity, only seeing ourselves as a physical body. This way of thinking is hopeless because our human bodies will pass away someday. Without an afterlife, there could be no hope for any of us. At Angels and Ghosts, they do not claim to be experts and try to allow the visitor to decide if a photo is a story, EVP, or video is paranormal or not. Paranormal simply means beyond the range of normal experience. If they have caused someone to believe that there is something more beyond the world that they, that you see, then Angels and Ghosts have succeeded in their mission. L.C. Duplat has been interested in the paranormal since he was a kid running around woods and fields. Having experienced the paranormal in quite different ways, such as dreams, religious experiences, ghostly experiences, it caused L.C. to see the close association between ghosts, angels, spirits, psychic, and Christian charismatic phenomena. Having studied these experiences, he decided to communicate his ideas via his website so others might also become aware that spirit indeed exists and that much is going on around us every day that we do not fully yet understand. L.C., how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Thanks for being on the show. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Okay, well, why don't we go ahead and start off by having you introduce yourself and talk a little bit about the history of the Angels and Ghosts website, and we'll go from there.
Well, that sounds great. I guess it's my interest in the paranormal or spiritual began early on. One event that really sticks in mind was when I was a child, and I had some experiences which we could talk about later if you like.
Okay.
But as time went on, I was eventually scared to death by a Baptist minister in a Westland. And what that caused me to do is to dive deep into religion and the Bible for answers. And eventually I had a spiritual experience, an awakening, if you will, that led me out of religion and made me aware of the spirit, the presence of spirit. And that kind of naturally blended in with some of my loves as a child. Loved Halloween, loved ghosts, loved the idea of haunted houses, and started me on a journey to trying to find answers as to what's going on behind the veil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thinking back on that, you know, some of those experiences really caused me to look towards an inner leading, leading of spirit within, to hear what's going on within me. And that sent me on a journey that in 2004 I launched Angels and Ghosts.
What was one of those experiences?
Well, that's a good question. Probably the biggest one was when I was heavily involved in a church. I was preaching and teaching. I was a head elder. I had been in the, you know, studying the Bible every day, and I just wanted to come to the realization of, you know, what is the truth? What is true? And there came a moment where I had an awareness of a spiritual presence that came upon me for about a week. At the time, I guess the best way I could describe it was a weighted presence that I attributed to being God, and for the first time, I felt like I knew there was more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had suspected it, but, you know, I think everybody has experiences that are individual and personal, and for me, it was an awakening, what I would call being aware of the presence of spirit. Now, if you were to look at that from maybe a fundamentalist Christian perspective, maybe charismatic Christian perspective, that would be considered to be like the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. Okay. Well, it certainly has become quite the website. I remember when I first came upon it, it was definitely up there in the Google list, and it still is. It's most definitely up towards the top in all the Google lists. But it had so much information in it. I mean, literally thousands of pages of information regarding ghosts and anything paranormal. It was there. And I really liked the website. In fact, I liked it
Thank
so
you.
Much that I contacted you one day by email and asked you if you'd ever considered creating a forum so that people can respond to some of these things. And your response to me was something to the effect of, you know, I was just thinking about that. And so that could have been a synchronicity. When things are meant to be, they all just kind of fall into place. So,
Dave, that was more than just thinking that. I was actually working on one. I had one that I was working on through a platform called Youku.
Okay.
And so when you had contacted me, it was just perfect. And that would be maybe a message that I would want to leave with people that might listen to this program. I mentioned of that spiritual presence and following that leading within, and how, you know, following that, it eventually led me away from what I was doing within a church as I followed that and started right around late 90s giving me all types of revelation. I started writing these experiences down is what I'm trying to convey.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought at the time, well, gosh, maybe this will be for a book. You know, I didn't know, but I knew I was to do this. And in late 2002, 2003, a man was brought to me kind of accidentally that taught me about website building.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew then that that's why I had received so much material. You mentioned the size of Angels and Ghosts. It's, you know, thousands of pages. And, you know, a lot of the material on there were things that I'd been given years ago and still receive information from within and write articles. And, again, the goal being to try to find truth of what's going on in the spirit realm. That inner leading, again, I followed when I started the Angels and Ghosts website in 2004. I guess, you know, my first thought, and I still remember sitting down and choosing a name and choosing a domain name, which is, you know, angelsghosts.com.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that ghosts was the primary function of the site, but I also knew within me that in the future that angels would be part of it and that it would expand into that. And I feel that we're really starting to head into that section of the website more. The whole idea in 2004 about angels and ghosts was, as you mentioned when you first started this broadcast this evening, was to cause people to come to the realization that they are spirit, that they are more than a physical body,
right,
that more exists than what you can see, feel, taste, touch, smell, etc. And that was the simple mission of angels and ghosts. When you look out there in the paranormal fields, in the ghost hunting world, if you will, there are many, many paranormal investigators, paranormal groups. And my thinking was, I don't want to try to reinvent the wheel. I don't want to try to become just another group. I don't want to be the expert out there, because I don't think there are experts out there in this
field.
There
are experts in this field.
We're all trying to figure it out together. But my thinking was, you know what, these experiences that people have are unique with ghosts and angels. They may only happen once, twice, three times in a person's life, maybe more, those unique, dynamic, life-changing experiences. And so I'm thinking, as a paranormal group, gosh, how many of those are you really going to be at the right place at the right time and capture? Why not try to get the greater amount of evidence that is out there through other people's experiences, try to gather it up, try to sort through the chaff, if you will, and present it so people can look at it and perhaps come to some of their own conclusions. Wouldn't that give you more data and maybe give you a better perspective?
Yes, because in my own personal motto is perception is reality anyway. The more you, the better it's, whatever you perceive becomes your reality. I just think it's awesome that I had the opportunity to help work with you on the forum project. That was kind of I've been involved in forum moderation and things in administration and things like that for a long time, ever since the days of the bulletin board services. Remember those? You dial in and ever since those days. And you know, one thing I can say about the Angels and Ghosts forum, it's a research-based forum. It's a place where all paranormal investigators, whether they're cryptozoologists or ufologists or paranormal investigators, what have you, or just people who are curious about it, they can go and disseminate their information, gather information, do the research. We even conduct experiments on the forum. I just think that the vision for that, in my opinion, was, you know, to be able to bring everybody together, unite everybody for a one cause, to be able to find the truth. Let's present all the evidence from everywhere together and work on it together and see if we can find the truth. Wouldn't you agree that would be a wise thing to do?
Oh, yes. I think that when, you know, you look at the forum, it's a natural extension to the Angels and Ghosts website. You know, Angels and Ghosts receives hundreds of submissions monthly that have to be sorted through and posted, et cetera. What's nice about the forum is that anybody can register, And if they behave, they can post their evidence, they can pose questions, they can pose ideas, they can share ideas, share investigations, discuss spiritual topics. I mean, you covered quite a bit, Dave, on that. You know, you're managing it, and you're.
Yes,
you're,
if everybody doesn't know, I'm the administrator of the forum. So.
He goes by Prometheus, and I go by LC Duplat on there, which is my pen name, by the way. For those that are curious, I am married, a wife, three kids, 43 years old, and reading several books. That's my demographics right now for the night.
Well, I'm divorced, and I'm 6 foot tall, what, 195 pounds, two daughters, and I'm 41 years old.
You're tall. I'm short. Man, we make a pair, don't we?
Regular Laurel and Hardy, I guess. I don't know.
There you go. Well, getting back to the forum, you know, Dave is managing it. Kathy Owen is out of California as moderator. Dave's out of Washington State, for those of you that don't know that. And as you mentioned, yeah, a great place to share ideas, opportunity to discuss the paranormal. That address is angelsghostsforum.com. I think it's important to give that URL out there.
Yes.
It provides a place also, you know, an interest that I had. Angels and Ghosts has so many pages that get popped in each month, new stuff. And I thought it would be a nice place to share, you know, the latest updates, the latest direction, because 2007, I know I've got a lot of ideas, and I know you do also. So we want to keep people up to date. And not everybody wants to be on our mailing list, you know, and receive a monthly newsletter. So the forum's a great place to really keep up to date. We just want to keep it fun, clean. I think that we will ban the belligerent, if I may state that. But I want to say in that same light, skeptics are welcome. Questioning is welcome. Doubt is welcome. Because we're just trying to figure it out, you know.
We're just trying to be nice too, and we're all trying to work together.
Yeah, the one I, you know, hope this year with the Angels and Ghosts Forum, since we're talking about that right now, and one thing we should let people know, we are in beta because Dave chose and I chose the latest, greatest PHP BB3 platform, which is in beta, so it doesn't allow us to do many upgrades yet, you know, in terms of customization, changing themes, changing even the little emoticons. But it is working fantastically to, you know, get on there and start rapping away with one another. So I just wanted to bring that out.
Okay. Now, there's been some low, like, non-technical experiments conducted by members on the website, on the Angels and Ghosts website. Can you talk a little bit about some of that?
Yes. You know, experiments are welcome. I'd love to receive an email, and I think you agree you like to see a posting with an experiment.
Yeah,
somebody
I love
gets
that.
You know, somebody gets a great idea. It's just incredible to see. One person that started doing experiments was Kathy Owen out of California. And one thing, when you see a lot of anomalies in photographs, you know, you want to try to figure out what's causing the anomaly. You know, what made that orb? What made that presence of spirit or ectoplasm there in the photograph, or what appears to be ectoplasm?
Right.
You know, is it an apparition? Kathy has done a number of experiments. One, you know, one that really stands out to mind was an energy experiment, or we call supercharged energy. Sometimes you see these energy anomalies in photographs, and you're saying, well, is that energy, or is that something else that caused that? What could have caused these strange lights to appear in this photograph? Well, she experimented with her camera flash settings and took pictures outside in the dark, you know, with some lights in the background, and wow, It's amazing. And a lot of people I know don't realize that your digital camera has several settings for the flash, and it can change the way your photographs look outside at night. And some of these are obviously mistaken for ghost photographs. Another common one would be vortexes. You know, shooting a camera strap by accident makes it look like have you seen those, Dave?
Oh, yeah. You know, you can always tell because it's white right close to where the flash is, then it kind of fades out to gray, and it's got that ribbed look to it.
Because the strap is typically ribbed. So you
right.
Can grip it. It's usually on a side because the strap's going to be on either the right or the left side of the camera.
Mm-hmm.
These experiments, by the way, are at the bottom of the main ghost pictures page, and we expect we'll accumulate them together and have just a false ghost pictures page that people can go through and look at the different.
Right. In order to see, the thing is with photo analysis is observation is really the only way you're going to be able to prove anything or not. And if you can learn how to observe a fake and recognize a fake or something that is a recreation, we know that it's possible to recreate it, then the analysis becomes a lot better, a lot easier to try to conduct once you do find something that is purely anomalous.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. You know, one of the most interesting photographs that we receive from time to time would be an angel photograph. A person sends us an email and says, this is an angel, and it's my aunt or,
right.
You know, buzzing around, and you look at it and it has wings, and man, or I've had some that look like Tinkerbell. And, you know, to the untrained eye, they might not realize that that's simply an insect that got a little too close to the camera and reflected the flash, and you've got this nice-looking, glowing Tinkerbell there. That's quite incredibly compelling. One experiment that Kathy did that is just, to me, it's just mind-numbing because people don't realize how much dust affects a photograph, was just to take a Kleenex and crinkle it above the camera but in front of the lens so that the dust or lint from the Kleenex will just fall into the atmosphere in front of the lens, right in front of the camera.
Oh,
and then
yep,
she snapped.
Orbs, yeah.
Yes, she snapped the photograph, and there are orbs all over the room, and some of them look like they're at a far distance away.
Mm-hmm.
And she also did this with breath out in cold air, and some of this looks like some type of ghost vapor that's away in the distance, but it's right there in front of the lens, and, you know, you just can't tell that easy without, you know, having seen it. So it's quite interesting.
Right. Did you hear that by any chance?
What's that?
That. There's like this buzzing going on in the background.
No, I can't hear it. I hope it's not my phone.
Okay. Anyway, I just wondering because you know, maybe they're trying to get a hold of us, Elsie.
The spirits, the ghosts.
Elsie, what exactly is a ghost? You know, is there a definition?
Well, you know, I guess I don't have an official definition. I mean, I can define it. What I believe a ghost to be. It's obviously a disembodied human that has passed. The physical body has passed,
mm-hmm.
Died. And typically, I believe if we were to look at near-death experiences as possibly an answer to what happens when we die, most people report ascending, seeing a tunnel of light, loved ones, and then undergoing a life review. But what a lot of people don't realize, there is another type of near-death experience, and that's where there is a descension, or there is an ignoring of the light, or they don't see a light, and they decide not to go on, and they decide to remain here, which would be earthbound. So many people will call that a ghost or an earthbound spirit. And I really believe personally that that's what a ghost is. A ghost to me is someone who has died, has crossed over, and has not moved on in spirit, has not moved on unto the light, unto the life review, unto loved ones, unto peace, and moved on in life and continuing growth. See, I guess I see life beyond the physical body as us ever growing, ever learning, and I think a ghost becomes trapped. It's a person that becomes trapped for whatever reason. There are many theories on this. Some will claim that some ghosts never knew that they had died.
Right.
And when it sounds ludicrous to us, it's like, what do you mean you don't know you died?
Right.
Well, because they're still alive.
Mm-hmm. Well, a few reasons are a tragic death,
mm-hmm.
A spirit that acts as a guardian or has an attachment to a loved one, a sudden
sure.
death. They may mm-hmm. have unfinished business or revenge. They may have a message to pass on. There's even this to consider, experiencing an OBE, out-of-body experience. You don't have to be dead to travel in spirit.
Right. Right. And those OBEs, EBEs, OBEs, out-of-body experiences.
That's another show.
Oh, yeah. They will tell you, typically, there are a number of levels. And that on the lowest level of darkness is where you're going to see these ghosts and things. Typically, people, and this is another one we haven't mentioned, addicts, addicted to different things, physical pleasures, such as, let's pick them, drug abuse, alcoholism, these types of things, sexual, et cetera. And trying to remain here to fulfill or continue experiencing those addictions, which is a whole other show.
Right.
Sure. And when you think about this, it all breaks down to darkness and light.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that ghosts are in darkness. I'm compelled to believe that shadow ghosts are probably some of the best evidence of, that's just my opinion, of people that are trapped in their mind, in that self-created prison,
mm-hmm.
For whatever reason. And darkness doesn't necessarily, to me, mean something that's bad or evil. I think if you, look at 100 people out there, 1,000 people, you're going to have people on both extremes, some that are just awesome human beings and others that are don't have such good intentions. And I think your spiritual condition could possibly dictate where you end up after you leave the physical body.
Yeah.
And to me, that condition just simply means lost. I don't think it's without hope. I think
they can be sent on, and do you think we should send them on?
Absolutely. I think that many people are chasing ghosts, trying to capture them. And I think when they find them, they're trying to get a picture or get some type of evidence of them, and that's it. Truly, you're dealing with, in my opinion, a troubled human being that, in many cases, just wants to be recognized. Many cases, many people will report, psychics will report that a ghost simply wants to be acknowledged.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of times we'll move on. Dr. Edith Fiore, I mentioned I'm reading some books. One book I'm ready to dive into is called The Unquiet Dead.
Mm-hmm.
She's a psychiatrist, retired now, is out on the speaking circuit. Phenomenal career, 20 years. And she noticed in her patients that she thought some of them had multiple personalities.
Mm-hmm.
When she started, trying to get them under hypnotism and interviewing the personalities. She found the personalities were not prior lives. They were not multiple personalities per se, because each of them had had a death experience. And as she began speaking with these people, she started realizing that they had co-inhabited her patients' bodies. She found that some of her patients would have one, others might have multiple.
That's crazy.
It's crazy stuff, and it's not to say, she's not saying that everybody's possessed or everybody has problems or possessed, but she ran into this. And as she began talking with them, she developed a pattern of what she would tell them. The one thing she would tell them was to realize that they had died, their physical body had died, and why are you staying here, let's say in this older person's body, when you could move on into your new body, in a better body, into peace and love. She would tell them, you know, that you don't have to remain trapped here in a form of hell, but can move on unto peace and healing and not mess this person up that you're co-residing in.
Right.
After communicating with them, reasoning with them, typically after 20 minutes, the ghost would decide to leave. And what was more incredible were the symptoms that the patient had would leave abruptly. Someone who all of a sudden was addicted to drugs, you know, had a personality change, was addicted to drugs and was struggling with this, or all of a sudden had a personality change and was a smoker and was mean, or some of the entities that were possessing were quite nice and possessed for purposes of helping the person. I thought she needed strengthened, so I decided to jump in and help, or accidentally found themselves co-inhabiting. So there were quite a lot of things that she had experienced, but I recommend that book, you know, from what I've already picked up.
Say that book again?
The Unquiet Dead by Dr. Edith Fiore. And she said in all her 20 years, she had never encountered a demon, but she encountered ghosts that possessed. And she believes that what we have experienced as shadow ghosts are those entities. I believe, not to misquote her, I believe I'm right in stating that.
L.C. DePlatt of Angels and Ghosts will be right back with your calls right after this.
Where do you go when you want information about angels and ghosts? The world of the unexplained and paranormal are just a few things that you will learn about when you visit www.angelsghosts.com. View the world of ghosts and angels by examining the evidence for yourself. For your own personal angel study or ghost hunt, they have included links to the ghost webcams, ghost hunting tours, paranormal clubs, ghost hunters, and paranormal investigators. Enjoy your research of the spirit world and the afterlife, filled with literally thousands of photos, stories, videos, EVPs, and more. You know you can trust Angels and Ghosts with author L.C. DePlatt. Whether you are looking for research material or are just curious about the spirit world, visit www.angelsghosts.com. Don't forget to visit the forum at www.angelsghostsforum.com and meet many other paranormal investigators. Conduct your own research and experiments, or just have fun talking with others who do. www.angelsghostsforum.com, the forum for all paranormal people. Angels and ghosts, there is more than just a graveyard awaiting for us when we die.
Paranormal News.
that with angels and ghosts. And the URL for that website is www.angelsghosts.com, and you can also visit the forum at www.angelsghostsforum.com. We were just talking about ghosts, just what exactly is a ghost. Let's move on to spirits. Spirit, according to the dictionary, the spirit is an intelligent, immaterial, and immortal part of man, the soul, in distinction from the body in which it resides, the agent or subject of vital and spiritual functions, whether spiritual or material. Specifically, a spirit is a disembodied soul. The human soul, after it has left the body, this soul is not earthbound, and it has had a life review and has gone to the light. It can travel to and fro. All bodies have spirits within them. That was not from the dictionary, but
could say, "Wow, it's a great dictionary."
Yeah, that was actually my statement, but
I agree wholeheartedly. I think, you know, when we say ghosts and spirits, that's just a way to differentiate a condition within. I don't want to say most people. I'm going to say some people don't realize that they're more than just a physical body, and that who they are is really unseen. It's within, and the condition of that within, that spirit, determines whether or not we want to call it a ghost or spirit. As you mentioned, ascending into the light, typically near-death experiences will tell you that loved ones are always there trying to reach someone when the physical body dies, to help them ease the fear and be comfortable in the passing, the crossing over, if you will, and moving on into the light, which is always experienced as indescribable joy, love, peace, truth.
Mm-hmm.
Most people that experience that never want to come back to the physical
right.
world. Upon that, there's a life review, which many equate to being the judgment, as mentioned in the Bible. Although I would agree with that, I would say that the judgment really comes from within. I believe that's really a part of us, all of us being a part of God, which to me is spirit. And
needing to judge yourself, more or less.
Working through things. I think that, you know, what's within us, if there are things of condemnation, guilt, fear, worry, doubt, anger, hatred, etc., that is a self-created or self-accepted prison. It's something that needs to be undone within each of us. And I really think that the ascension into that light is, and the life review is somewhat of an undoing of those things that we created here in this physical world. The physical world always demands, Dave, that we look outward, that we judge things based upon what we see, taste, you know, our five senses.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get so prone to looking outwardly, we forget who we are, who we really are, and lose sight of that, of living from what's within. You know, I had mentioned that I had a very strong background in the Bible.
Right.
And I see it completely different from how traditional religion would teach it. But one verse that comes to mind that is so incredible, I believe it was Paul. No, it was in Acts. And it might have been Paul that made this statement that we live, move, and have our being in him, in that spirit, whether it's male or female,
right.
Probably both. But we live, move, and have our being within that great spirit, as the Native Americans would tell us. And all of us are connected. All of us are one. All of us are
that
part of God.
Like quantum theory.
What's that?
So that sounds an awful lot like quantum theory.
It, you know, when you start, you know, listening to what you hear within, and you start looking at evidence from all different things, whether it be science, which is finding out more and more,
mm-hmm.
You know, such as parallel dimensions. Now they're believing there are quite a few of them, that it's quite possible. Everything starts painting a picture and lining up that there are multi-levels of the sun seen world, the lowest being what you would call hell. Many believe that to be the earthbound realm, which is parallel to the physical world. The next one would be what's known as the void or outer darkness, and then multiple levels moving upward in light, which light always represents truth. Light represents enlightenment, understanding who you are in all that is. And the more you are, knowing and understanding that, the higher elevation or ascension I believe that you are within spirit. So I don't know if that makes sense. But
oh, sure, it makes sense. By the way, we are taking your calls at area code 646-652-4604. Mm-hmm. That's area code 646-652-4604. And while we're talking about energy, you know, quantum physics talks about how everything is made up of energy. And it's all the same energy, just vibrating in different frequencies to create different light frequencies that we experience in the physical world through our visual cortexes and whatnot. But because we are energy as well, and energy cannot be destroyed, our energy must certainly survive death, just transformed into another form of energy. And since energy cannot be created or destroyed, according to the conservation of energy laws, it can only transform into another form of energy. And so we must live forever. We would have to.
Well, I think you have to look at, and I guess probably the one thing that I believe is that, you know, based upon what you've just said, if we are going to live eternally, we always were eternal.
Mm-hmm.
We always have been. We always existed somehow, some way, some form, some fashion. And
in that,
you know,
matrix of the unified field, as they would call it.
Well, look at it another way might be as the mind of God.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe all of us are thoughts within that great mind, that one great mind, and perhaps we're individualizing for a purpose. Maybe the physical world is just used to cause us to individualize. I mean, when you look at a baby that's born, I mean, I can still see my own children when they looked at their hand and they're rotating their hand around and looking at their fingers, you know, and realizing that all of a sudden, it's like becoming conscious, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, consciousness is discovered. All of a sudden, I realize that I am, you know. And then this physical world, which is used to individualize, then eventually can do some damage because we're individualized, but now we start wanting to rely. I think we lose as thinking as that little child, to quote Jesus, not to sound religious here, but we lose that thinking and we become conditioned. And we become conditioned again to look outward and to be tossed about by whatever this physical world deems.
Would you say that one then begins to lose its individualism and becomes part of the whole?
I would say that we become more and more and more individual to the point of separating ourselves from one another in the physical world. And I would say that the physical world is basically an illusion. If you were to take a look at the physical world in the perspective from if I live forever, if I leave this physical body and I'm spirit, and that's truly who I am, I think we might have a tendency to look back and say, you know what, this physical world was an illusion.
Well, you know, quantum physics does say, they theorize that, kind of pose the question, if you're not looking behind your head, is whatever behind you in existence? And you know, you wonder, because, you know, again, perception is reality. If you're not perceiving it, is it really your reality at that time?
Well, they're starting to also theorize that perhaps we are a holographic projection, that this world is a holographic projection from somewhere else, which brings up a whole other topic
of
discussion.
Like the size of that projector.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, it's a mind. It's a corporate mind, which is very present in the Bible. I mean, it's in there. The cloud of witnesses is one term in Hebrews. The Elohim, gods. Jesus referenced that from Psalm 82. Don't you know that you are Elohim? Don't you know that you are gods? And that plurality of God, that spirit. So it makes some sense. You know, and again, when I'm thinking of illusion, to me, whatever is true, whatever is truth cannot be destroyed. Because whatever is true has no opposite, I guess would be what I would say. It cannot have any opposite, and whatever is true ultimately has to remain. And so when you start thinking about that and you look outside and, you know, you look at your physical body and you look at the world around you and you know that all this is going to pass away, you have to ask yourself, is it really truth?
What is the difference between an angel and a spirit, or is there a difference?
Well, let's go into the word angel. The word angel, angelos in the Greek, in a form, another form in Latin, just means messenger. So if, in its most basic form, angel in the Bible is always portrayed as having attributes of human form. Even Gabriel, the name Gabriel, angel, means man of God. So in its most basic form, you broadcasting right now on radio makes you a messenger. If you speak a message to someone in its most basic form,
that was the messenger clap. Sorry.
I was going to say, wow, applause. In its most basic form, anyone delivering a message is an angel. Even a thought itself could be broken down, and we could call that, you know, delivered to someone else as an angel. So I can take it down to its basic form. What I believe, the basic two things that occur, people will, who, especially who are psychic or medium, will tell you about spirit guides and angels and that they are separate. Mm-hmm. I believe there is a distinction between that. I personally believe that angels are human, typically, not all, that a part of them fell. And I believe that part is us. I would go to a passage where Jesus said that, don't you know that upon death that you will be like or as, or some translations say, equal to the angels in heaven. Heaven to me just means spirit.
Isn't there some reference that we will actually judge the angels?
Yeah.
Now, and go ahead.
Well, I would sum this up as if there is a part of the angelic that has fallen, and we are that part, and let's say there is a part that's still there that has not been embodied, and there's a part here that has been embodied. What are spirit guides? Spirit guides typically are believed to be those who have been in a physical body, have died, crossed over, and still speak messages or guide or lead. So you have some that people believe have had bodies and some that have not, and that's how they differentiate them from angels to spirit guides. Mm-hmm. Those of us that have been embodied, though, can ascend back to that state, as I believe, you know, Jesus had quoted, and also as he had shown at the Mount of Transfiguration with Abraham and Elijah, very much conversing with them. And that's, again, all an angel is a messenger. It's all a spirit guide is a messenger. Hmm. But there is a distinction, so that's what's believed to be the distinction. I'm not going to say that, you know, I haven't figured out. It's something I'm seeking.
Right.
To understand. But those are my beliefs, or where I'm led to believe as we speak tonight.
Okay. Could you tell us a little bit about the future of ghosts, what's coming up here in the near future?
Angels and ghosts, yes. 2007, I believe, is going to be a great year. As I mentioned, the forum, I believe we're going to see 1,000 membership plus this year. I believe that we're also going to see an upgrade in what we're able to do on that forum. I really believe that. And, of course, Dave, I know you're going to be the integral driver and person bringing that to pass.
I do what I do.
Yeah. Angels and Ghosts, I believe, is going to double this year. It's going to double, at least double, in the amount of information, traffic, and what's offered on there. I believe we're going to have more networking, more experimenting, more expansion. I personally want to do more radio and more events. I feel compelled that that's something I'm to start doing this year, again, following that interleading. And so I'm starting to schedule that. And, of course, Dave, there you are, perfect timing again.
Synchronicities.
Wonderful radio show.
Thank you. Well, I've got you scheduled again for two more weeks from today, and we're going to be talking about communication with the dead, old technologies versus new technologies.
Mm-hmm.
And within that, we've got some experiments that we've been working on with Kathy Owen in California, the doorbell issue.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that, the little mini superconductor and spirit boards, PK boards, things like that. Ross Allison will hopefully make a visit on that as well, and comment on his PK board. And so that'll prove to be a pretty good show. Can you talk a little bit about your writer? You have a writer named Walter Bissell.
Walter Bissell is a phenomenal person. He was brought into my life probably a decade ago, quite unexpectedly. Mm-hmm. And at that time, as I was being led out of religion, following the Spirit, listening to what I was hearing within, and he was brought into my life and spoke words to me that were given to him to speak to me by the Spirit. And it was great confirmation that what I was hearing, what I was following, was dead on. And he's been my mentor. He's worked with me for years and years. And we now have a relationship where we bounce off one another phenomenally with what we're hearing within. And there's just been a number of avenues that we've been exploring spiritually. For articles and things. He's written probably about 20 articles since November, just about famous haunted places, asked him to do that, and he has, and there's just a number of areas he's going off into. He is a biblical scholar. He had his own ministry, was also led away from that, and is very in tune to the Spirit, very wise. He also happens to be an electronics guru, degree in electronics guru, and has been working on some new technology. I guess you brought that up. It's an interesting thing. We have people out there trying to capture ghosts with existing technology, and I think it can only go so far. And we'd like to identify, and I know you and I have talked about this, you know, where are these, what frequencies are these these ghosts at, and what's the difference between a ghost and a spirit in pictures and EVPs, et cetera. Can they all be broken out and differentiated? So that's Walter.
Excellent. Okay, well, I think we're coming close to the end of our segment here. I'm going to go ahead and give out some information about the sites again. That is www.angelsghosts.com, www.angelsghosts.com, and the forum is www.angelsghostsforum.com. And I am the administrator of that forum, and LC DePlatt is the owner of all. And LC, I really appreciate you coming on the show. We originally had Kathy Owen scheduled for tonight, but she was feeling under the weather, so she wasn't able to make it. So you being able to step in on short notice like that was a great help, and I appreciate that. And we were also going to be seeing you again in 2 weeks from today, and we're going to be discussing again communication with the dead, old technologies versus new technologies.
Sounds great, and we wish Kathy well and a speedy recovery over there. I think she has the flu, right?
Yeah, she's not having a good time with that right now. So we definitely pray for her. And another thing about the forum, you know, there is a spot in there where we actually pray for our members. We care about the people who are in our forum. We want them to know that this is more like it's a family. Someone made a comment one time. I love this forum because it feels like you guys care. You're actually trying to find the truth and trying to help, and you promptly answer our questions as soon as we ask them. They don't just sit there on the forum for a week at a time.
That's right.
So we kind of pride ourselves in the fact that that we care about our forum members. And again, this is a place where everybody can go to submit their information, their findings, do research. And the like, and it's actually turned out to be quite successful. We first came online with this November 28th, and we now have 140 members already.
That's a lot.
Incidentally, I also wanted to make mention that the last time I checked, my last broadcast had 365 downloads. So I guess that's pretty good. I saw a spot on the website here where it led me to believe that I'm number two in paranormal, so I guess that would be great.
Oh, that's going to grow too, Dave. It's going to grow.
All right. Well, you have yourself a good evening, sir, and we will talk to you soon. Again, LC DePlatt of Angels and Ghosts. It's www.angelsghosts.com, and the forum is www.angelsghostsforum.com.
Thank you for having me, Dave. You have a good evening.
You too, sir. Goodbye.
Bye.
You have been listening to the Paranormal News Network. This segment was written and produced by D. Eldon Bailey. Copyright 2007, D. Eldon Bailey and PNN. The views and opinions expressed on this show does not necessarily reflect those of our sponsors, producers, or Blog Talk Radio.